Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. We are Willow. My name is Allie, and I play guitar and sing.
My name is May. I play bass and do backups.
My name's Brooke. I'm the drummer, and I also do backups.
We are a three-piece, all-female, punk fusion project. We all are local here to Salt Lake City. We met in 2023. We actually started as three-fifths of an all-female Fleetwood Mac tribute band. Last year, almost exactly a year ago, we branched off to start this music, something totally different, a little bit, we were described as having harsher edges, and more of a punk sound.
It's better if you don't know what goes on out there. You never understand it.
I would describe Willow as a haunting girl group that likes to talk about society and men and women and what we want in life. As far as sound, I think we can be really soft. I think we can be really hard. I think it's just really feminine, feminine energy and music.
Yeah, we started with like a heavy blues influence. And you can hear that in some of our songs. You can tell we were really trying to go more of like a rockabilly blues way. But one of my favorite quotes I've ever heard is, you can't choose what the muses give you. And for some reason, like punk music just started coming out of us. And we were like, well, I guess we're a punk band. But we do still have that heavy blues influence and heavy psychedelic influence.
Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of Riot Girl energy in there too,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's like that 90s girl punk sound as well. Yeah. But we're trying to like get some 60s vibes in there too, for sure. And not just with like looks, but hopefully with like future music, we'll be able to incorporate the 60s sound a little bit in there.
And it's getting kind of loud. It's stripping impropriety. Tell them to turn it down. It's giving me anxiety. A woman with a mouth. It's good until it's
anger. I'm 32. I'm gonna be turning 33 years old, and I finally found two women that will actually say what they want to say and what's on our mind and unapologetically put that out on stage. Like, for me, that's everything. I think just our anger coming out and everything like that is just great to express.
Yeah, and music is always a cultural reaction to what's going on in the world, what's going on in the political environment, and I really do feel like we are experiencing this resurgence of women claiming autonomy and again being really fearless in their self-expression. Even artists that aren't in our genre, artists like Chapel Roan and Sabrina Carpenter, who obviously lean more pop, are huge influences on us because they're just unapologetically themselves and unapologetically feminine and also really funny. I think our music falls into that category of being a reaction of kind of this like conservative backswing that we're experiencing in the United States and across the world.
I think our humor too, just like on stage, if you see us live, like I don't know if you get that when you're just listening to a song that we have on Spotify, but if you watch us live, like, we're always doing funny shit.
We bring the fun for sure. So
yeah,
I like to think of us as kind of like a release valve. I don't think people necessarily know what to anticipate when they see us live, but we've experienced seeing women like flip the F out, and it really feels like a pressure release going to our shows for us performing the music and also the people experiencing the music. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Well, like Allie said, we are part of the Fleetwood Mac tribute band, but we met at work.
May actually interviewed both of us at the place where we worked.
Well, actually, I don't know if you interviewed me, you were my manager still. Yeah, but we met at School of Rock in Sandy Music School, and then we're all teachers there. We all taught. I mean, I taught drums. Allie taught vocals, and you taught guitar too. And did you teach any
I did house band, so I was just teaching kids how to be rock stars.
Yeah, yeah. So we met that way, and we learned the ways of School of Rock, and then we met the other two girls in our Fleetwood Mac tribute band there as well. But then we just kind of branched off and realized that the three of us just got along well to do our sound.
Yeah, and to be clear, we asked the other two if they wanted to be in this project, and they said,
no.
Hell no.
They said no.
Yeah. We don't want to be clowns with you guys. Yeah.
But they still
love us.
Yeah, yeah. they still very much are integral to our operation. Oh, yeah. We literally couldn't do anything without the two of them. No, so. For the longest time, I wanted to be a songwriter, and I'm 28 right now. Up until I was like 25, I hated everything I wrote. And honestly, I feel like it was part of not really having anything clear that I felt like I wanted to say. I feel like the best music is music that people, it's like exercising a demon. Like, they write it because they have to process certain things. And I think, 2 years ago, I kindly came into this phase of my life where I could start to process my feelings through music, and I finally started liking the things that I was writing. And like I said, like, we all had really high ambitions, and I think it's because we played Fleetwood Mac and we have such heavy, like, blues rock influence in the music that we grew up on, that we really thought we were going to go in that direction. But I think it had to do partly, in fact, the lyrics that were coming out of me were very snarky and punk. I think all of our voices lend ourselves to more aggressive punk music, and also these two have the personalities that just want to go. Like, howl at the moon, you know what I mean? Like, there is nothing reserved about any of us when we get on stage, so it wasn't necessarily like, we're gonna start a punk band. No. It was like, we want to start a band and we want to make music, and like, oh my god, this is what we just threw up.
Really, it started because we thought we would be like Led Zeppelin, right? We thought we were gonna be good. And so we sat down, we tried to do that, and we were like, let's not. And we kind of put it away for a few months. But then Allie brought this song that she wrote back when you lived in New York.
Yeah.
And I heard it, just her singing it with her guitar, and I immediately was like, dude, I know a good bass riff for that. Like, we can make this so swampy. And then it just kind of folded from there. And then we realized we could take that swamp and put it into punk, or put it into whatever we wanted to say. And so, like, it's kind of like a spooky swagger that we've got. And I never thought that we would be in, like, I always wanted to be in a punk band, but I never thought it was going to be like this. But, like, it's even better than I imagined.
So. I think the look informs the music, too, because we knew we wanted to do something different with the look. And it kind of became a feedback loop. Like, what would we sound like if we painted our faces white?
Like, it was also like, we just didn't want to take ourselves seriously. Like, in our Fleetwood Mac tribute band, we have to do our hair and we do our makeup and we have to, dress like Stevie and things like that. Where this one, we were like, I don't want to have to do my hair. I want to wear a wig. It looks like 60s anyways. I want to paint my face. I love Kiss. Like, that was where I got that from. To be anonymous, it feels a lot more comfortable saying what we say on stage. So like, it just kind of all fell together, and I don't know how.
Do you have anything? Well, I always wanted to be in, like, an original music band, not just, like, a tribute band. I mean, that band is great that we're doing, and we're still doing it, but this band, it's like, I never expected to be doing what we
especially
do. Because I'm more, like, I'm kind of quiet, and I'm more, like, introverted, but this has definitely got me to be crazy. I don't know. And I like it.
We like that side too.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
I remember you well at the Chelsea Hotel with your hair down to your knees. We're dancing real slow.
We have been in the trenches of recording, part of it is none of us had any recording experience before literally exactly a year ago. So it's been a process of figuring out what songs we want to record, our writing process and rewriting process when we're in the studio, what producers we want to work with, what amps we want to use. Like, I think the reason it's been such a slog is because it's been an education too, which is good. Like, we're coming out the other end of this feeling much more capable and much more confident in our decision-making in the studio. In terms of writing, and this is also constantly evolving, usually I will come to the girls with a concept or just a very vague idea of lyrics. I might have a bare bones chord progression, but the reason I love being in a band is because they take the very bare bones, like, shadow of an idea that I have, and they will flesh it out into a groove. Like, it having a killer bass and drum, like having a killer rhythm section, I don't think successful bands operate without a killer rhythm section, but, like, we would be nothing if these guys weren't able to, like, internalize what I bring and say, yep, we got it, and be able to flesh out something that gives us a little more, you know, something to work with in terms of the music. But I'm definitely a lyrics forward person, and I think I work super well with these guys because they immediately want to get into the groove and get into the feel.
We pick up what you're putting down for sure. Like in the very beginning, I gave Ellie an idea. I was like, why don't we write a song about a vampire hooker? And this girl went home and she wrote a song about a vampire hooker, and then we just, like, got together and we're like, let's make it slow, let's put the bass riff here, the drums, let's make them real, like, bluesy. And then all of a sudden we literally have a amazing song about a vampire hooker, and it all worked out. Like, I just love that I can go to her and be like, this is a crazy idea, and she's like, now it's on paper. So, like, we make that a reality,
and that's, like, literally one of my favorite songs of ours.
One 100%.
Yeah,
and I'm excited to see where it goes from here, too. We're in the process of getting an EP recorded with songs that we've had written for a really long time, but now that we've had so much experience playing live together, like, I'm so excited to get in a room or get in a studio and be able to write new material, because we are so, like, telepathic in the way we communicate now. Like, stuff is just kind of seeping out of us, like, waiting to be put down on paper.
And actually, I think being in the studio has been one of my favorite parts, actually. Just because we can kind of do whatever we want. We can, like, overdub the guitar and, like, double up on vocals. And because we don't get to do that live, you know, we have to think how we would do that in the studio and think how we would do it live, because you can't replicate the same thing. But in the studio, we have a little bit more freedom to, like, experiment. And I'm excited to see what we do in the future with that, for sure.
It is kind of funny to fight the impulse, because we have so much integrity as players. Like, we want to record it how you hear it live.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's giving yourself permission to be like, okay, this is a different medium. We can get a little more experimental than what we put on stage. But we do also have that, like, bone in our body, like, what you hear live is what you're going to hear on the record. God damn it.
That's what I really like about us, is that we don't do any bullshit. We just, like, live, there's no backing tracks, there's no nothing. It's just the three of us, and it's raw.
And it's really hard to replicate that in a studio, but somehow we do it.
Songs have definitely evolved the more we've played them live. Like, I'll make different choices and then we'll stick to that.
Usually it's a better choice sometimes, because we're like, oh yeah, that sounds a lot better. Like, that riff that, you know, sometimes you've changed the riff completely on your bass, and it changes how it sounds.
Vampire Hooker we wrote a year ago, and I finally just found a better riff to play that sets it apart now. So it's like, it does evolve, but I think like advice to anybody who's in a band, just go out and play. Even if the song's not finished, just go out and play because you'll figure just it out.
Jam it out.
Yeah.
We also, it's fun to surprise each other too. Like with that same song, Vampire Hooker, we played it at the DLC, and before we went on stage, I was like, guys, is it okay if I like try something different with the intro? And I like went out and like theater kitted out and like delivered this like monologue before the song started, and it's become part of our like of our shtick now when we do that song, because I feel so comfortable with these guys. We give each other the freedom to be like, hey, I'm gonna do something weird, don't worry about it. If it works, great. If it doesn't, just forget it ever happened.
It was paradise lost, and I'll cover you first. You wear my lipstick like a wanted man, and that's just how
it's exhausting. Like when we get home from shows, oh, we're like, good night, love you, I don't want to talk to you for 48 hours. Like it is.
No, but then we still text each other the next morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
absolutely. Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, I miss you guys. I'm playing you.
Yeah.
Stage. I think Willow is all about, Willow is an experience, and it's not, we're not like looking to be the band that's like, oh, I'm going to stream this, you know, and we're going to have like a million streams necessarily. We want people to come to our shows. Mm-hmm. We want people to come see us live. Because it's really
so much
fun.
Different to experience it live.
You look in the crowd and you see, you know, a teenage girl absolutely just yelling these words about men, and you see somebody who's 50 years old, absolutely a woman, absolutely, you know, doing the same thing. And it's just like, it's so fun because all of a sudden there's like this age gap that just closes, and it's like all these women start to come out and hold each other up. So it's really cool.
Yeah, and studio recording is its own art and science, and I have so much respect for people who go in and they're like, this is the art, this is the project, people who have the knowledge of production and want to be super meticulous and layer stuff, and that's just like not our bag. As much. Maybe it will be, like we're not closing the door on that, but I think the purpose of us recording this EP and eventually the record is because we want to bring the experience to people who haven't seen us live yet.
Yeah.
But I do like spending time with you guys in the studio, though, because it's fun just like the three of us messing around.
Yeah, because we've never really heard our songs, so
it's nice to actually hear your songs. This is actually pretty good. Shit.
We're like, wow, we sound like garbage. Retake.
Yeah. And I think it also comes down to like when we look back on this in 30 years, I'm not going to necessarily look back on, oh, we had a great show that night. Or like, oh, I played that lick so clean in the studio. Like, what I'll look back on is the quality time that we spent together. Mm-hmm. And that could be backstage or in the studio making fart sounds into the microphone. Yeah. Like,
absolutely.
Don't like the music, though. Just want to see her finger, and it's getting kind of loud. It's dripping in propriety. Tell them to turn it down. It's giving me anxiety.
We want to give you a Willow sampler platter.
Yeah.
Because we are really diverse. Like, we are a fusion band. Mm-hmm. So we've been really meticulous in the song selection for the EP, trying to give you a little taste of everything that we'll bring on the full-length album.
It's, yeah, we've got punk songs, we've got our bluesy songs, we've got songs that sound like they could be pure rock and roll. So we're trying to make at least like six of those songs that would be like, all right, if you only had six songs to hear Willow, these are the six that you'd hear.
Yeah. And there is, we're trying to, I think we're being pretty successful in keeping that like consistent undercurrent of like guitar tones are going to be really, really fucking awesome, if I'm being honest, but they're going to be consistent. And also the themes, like you're going to get different genres, but the themes are all very similar. If you read the lyrics without hearing the music, you would be like, that's a Willow song.
Yeah.
Yep. The song we would choose is Sick. This is the first song I think that we wrote all the way to the end, and we were like, we're not changing a damn thing. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I only know how to write lyrics about things that have happened to me. I think that's the reason I didn't have success writing before we came into this project, because I was always trying to emulate someone else's work, or I really didn't have anything to say. But this song, I shat it out in like probably 120 seconds. It's just like stream of consciousness. Mm-hmm. And the way that they picked up on what I was putting down immediately, it was like our first flow state song that we cranked out in an afternoon. And
I mean, yeah, we wrote that, and then I think almost 2 weeks later we recorded it or something.
Yeah,
like it was just like no brainer.
Yeah, like it was fast. It it's kind of everything that we are. I think it's really funny. It's mm-hmm. really high energy. We open all of our gigs with it to mm-hmm. be like, we might not be what you wanted, but this is what you get. We say it before we play that song every single time.
Yeah, May's intro to us live is really something else.
And on the record, we are for sure the bitches of Salt Lake City, just so everybody knows.
Amen.
But yeah, Sick, I think, is going to be...
If you can stomach Sick, you can stomach Willow. So, and if you can't, then get out.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Willow.
And you're about to hear our new single, Sick, in its entirety.
What are we all streaming on? We're on
much every streaming service, Apple Music, Spotify,
YouTube TV. Right now we just have a couple of demos. The singles and the EP are coming, kids.
Yeah.
So just hang on to your britches because it's coming out this summer. But yeah, Spotify. If you want to follow us on Instagram, Facebook.
We're trying TikTok. Be patient with us. I'm a millennial, but I'm trying real hard. It's really hard. There's a lot of buttons, but we're trying really hard. We're going to try to get our presence out there on TikTok a little more and try to get those kids. But
for gig info, Instagram, we got a link tree on there, all of our stuff. You could write us a Google review.
Yes.
We do have an upcoming show tomorrow.
Tomorrow
at the Pearl.
Mm-hmm. April 10th.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy anyplace cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.